Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
And now, a different kind of story of inspiration.
Everybody, heads up high. Heads up high. Let's talk for a moment, yeah. Look, I gotta see your eyes, guys.
On Monday night, Little League coach Dave Belisle gathered 12 Rhode Island boys together on the baseball diamond in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The 11 to 13-year-olds were fighting back tears after losing 8-7 to Chicago in the Little League World Series. Coach Belisle gave the Cumberland American team a moving speech that aired live on ESPN. Here's an excerpt.
There's no disappointment, okay, in your effort, okay, in the whole tournament, the whole season. It's been an incredible journey, okay? The only reason why, okay, I'll probably end up shedding a tear is because this is the last time I'm going to end up coaching you guys. But I'm going to bring back with me, and the coaching staff are going to bring back with me, and you guys are going to bring back something, okay, that no other team can provide but you guys. That's pride. Okay? Pride. You're going to take that for the rest of your life, what you provided for a town in Cumberland. You had the whole place jumping, right? You had the whole state jumping. You had New England jumping. You had ESPN jumping, okay? Because want to know why? They like fighters. They like sportsmen. They like guys who don't quit. They like guys who play the game the right way. Okay, we got down to the nitty-gritty. We're one of the best teams in the world. Think about that for a second. For the world, right? I want everyone to come in here for one big hug, okay? One big hug. One big hug. Then we're gonna go celebrate, okay? So for the last time, we're going to try to suck it up, and we're going to yell Americans, okay? One, two, three.
Americans!
Okay, boys, good job.
Okay, Bill Littlefield. I saw you smile once when you were listening to that. What did you think when you heard it?
I like the group hug. That's pretty good.
And you could hear the kids kind of snuffling a little. There were clearly some tears
there
happening.
There were definitely some tears, as there always are when ESPN does the close-ups at the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
We can argue about whether that's a good thing or not, whether kids that age should be on television in their celebratory modes and in their mourning modes. That's generally the way it works out.
And, you know, he was mic'd because, of course, these are being aired nationally. But it didn't sound like a prepared speech. I mean, certainly he had to be ready, but it didn't sound like this guy was performing particularly for the television.
No, I'm sure he was sincere. I'm sure he wanted the kids to think in terms of what a great ride it had been and what they had achieved together. And that's all good. And I think it's especially good against the context of all the bad coaching stories that we've heard about coaches who say to the kids when they lose, okay, you can walk home.
Right.
You know, that would be a tough trick from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, to Rhode Island. But yeah, all the awful stuff that you hear about adults who take the whole thing much more seriously than they should. And this is nice. This is a nice contrast.
It's nice to be able to air something like that rather than reverse, as
we're
talking about. Now, Bill, the Little League World Series ends with a championship game this Sunday. Right now, there are six teams left, and Philly and Las Vegas, those teams play tonight at 7:30. So for Philadelphia, there's this 13-year-old pitcher who's practically gained a cult following. Monet Davis, I believe is her name.
Yes.
Threw a shutout on Friday. And I just learned today, going to be on the upcoming cover of Sports Illustrated. What do you think as you watch this sort of newfound emerging celebrity?
She has handled this business with exceptional grace. That's the main thing that I think. My favorite moment in reading about this young woman is she said, what I really want to be is the point guard for the University of Connecticut basketball team. So it sounds to me like she has this whole thing in context a lot more solidly than a lot of the people who are making such a fuss. She's a great athlete, and no question about that, and more power to her, and I hope she's the winning pitcher again.
Do you hold your breath at all to see someone so young get so much attention? I mean, the cover of SI, is the fear that you know, it's too much too soon?
Well, I'm a little bit reminded of a high school athlete who was celebrated here in Boston years ago, and I'm not going to even say his name because it would embarrass him, but this is a guy whose life went totally downhill after being a great high school basketball player, flunked out of college and everything else, and And he was celebrated. There was a day for him in Boston years ago, and I met with him years later, and he said, I hadn't done anything. Now, you know, this young woman has done something. She's become a star of ESPN and TV, but, you know, she's 13 years old, and I think we have to be a little bit careful. The extent to which we kind of raise these folks up towards celebrity.
Do you feel like the opportunities out there for her exist? You mentioned she wants to be point guard at UConn. Yeah. Do you feel like there's enough opportunity out there for young women in this sport?
Well, I don't know if there's enough opportunity in baseball. Women, girls who play are generally surrounded by boys, and likewise in high school. But there's certainly more opportunities in sports for young women, college scholarships and professional opportunities as well, than there have been ever before.
And that's a good thing. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. Bill, thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.